Like some shrapnel from the war. I'm sleeping rough here in Normandy. This was my tent here. There was a lake. Stupid humanity. Hey, look at that. Stupid, eh? Yeah. Killing each other off so they could, you know, replace us by the Muslims and by the blacks. And again, I have no problems with these people, but it's our aristocracy who sets us all up, eh? Divide and rule. It's kind of a weird thing, eh? It says here for hitchhikers, convoiturage. I don't know how that works, eh? No buttons, nothing. There's a solar panel on it. It's just this here. Nobody's gonna stop it. Ah, you need your cell phone and a connector, or never mind. Okay. Look, you would say it's a nice place to put your tent, eh? Or to put your camping car. Forbidden. But okay, I understand it. You know, the bus has to park here. It's a school. Normally, I never see these sort of signs in France. But anyway, you're far more free, you know. I just put my tent there behind the bushes. Oh, look, there we go, Templis V. Why do you think they do this, hey? So as you can see, there's even a town called Molay, from Jacques de Molay. Jacques de Molay in Haute-Saône. And so that is like quite in the north of France here. Actually, I think it's quite wrong actually. It's more like here. Well, never mind. Who am I? And so there's a story, that's where he was born, in about between 1240 and 1250. Okay, so he's Jack from Molay, yeah, and the part de, like in German von, that's aristocratic. As I told you, they're all aristocrats, the Templars.
Even the supermarket is called Le Templier, the Templars, or say, I don't know, Gisard, Sar, the king. And the castle by night. So in French, you know, this is not the same tower where they kept the, this is the other tower. But in French, Le Donjon is the upper part, you know, where the word dungeon is from. In English, it's more down there, the dungeons. So a Middle Age introduction now. Translation, sorry. So there through the bushes, you can see the octagonal tower of the Templars castle. Yeah. So I'm here in Gisors, as you can see here, which is left north of Paris. So Sors, of course, it comes from the demotic pharaonic Sar, being the king, Gisors. If I had my books here, you know, I'm on the run, you know, because of the state terror. I would have looked it up, because the whole name is probably pharaonic. Well, not only probably. So there it is, the castle in Gisors. It's a Templar's castle where the last grandmaster of the Knights Templars, Jacques de Molay, and a couple of others, where they were tortured over a period of 7 years before they burned them in the in Paris, as I showed you just before. Next to the Notre Dame. Okay, there it is. I'm going to sit down for a while. I just came hitchhiking. It's probably octagonal. No, it isn't. So, and apparently there was a lot of rumors about the Templar's treasure being here. There was even a guy who found it, like in the, what was it, in the 60s or no, the 50s. But of course, it's there isn't, you know. I already hear Swizzy laughing, eh? Templar's treasure in France. Hey, Swizzy. Yeah. Well, you took it, Swizzy. Hey. Nazi treasure, the Templar's treasure, Nazi gold, Jew gold. So I suppose that's the tower where this guy, he found it, the treasure. Part of it. And then he came back and he called up the gendarmerie and the mayor, and all of a sudden it all collapsed and it was all gone in the middle of the night. But I don't believe these stories. I know where the Templar's treasure went to. Two lions on the tower, hey? On the flag. Oh, come on, a little wind. We never had any lions. It's a symbol of the pharaonic dignity, like the Sphinx. It's a symbol of the aristocracy, like in a coat of arms, a lion. Wrong side. Gotcha. So in here they kept the last Grand Master. Well, it's not the last, or maybe in that tower. Probably in this one. I see the Templars always had tunnels, and for miles and miles, sometimes up to 10 miles, going like, you know, escape routes, just like the Swiss. Hey, Swissy? Like their tunnels and caves and St. Gotthard satanic tunnels. So in fact, this is the tower where they kept the Grand Master in that for 7 years. Now let's have a look at the other site again. So this is the tower where they kept the Jacques de Molay, where they kept him in there for 7 years. Oh, they've got fantastic beers here. Oh, 9%. It's my fourth one. There's the entrance of the castle. There's the tower. It would be open, it would be a nice place to pitch me tent, eh? Now there is the tower, but that was far from being the end of the Knights Templars, eh? They're ruling the world now. Look, it's all forest here, nice. I didn't even see the bloody church here. So it was not that one. It kept them in that one, eh? Yeah. Now I'm more into this one here. Yeah. La Folle Furieuse. It means the crazy women. Or the crazy... I don't know how to translate it. Now look, there's the gate on the wall, like going to the tower. There's the tower. Yeah. The You know, I just wish he did the same to me, you know, dragging me in there, like, you know, to be forgotten, you know. But okay, Swissy is the Templar, so, you know, like Swissy was in here this time. Hey, it's a nice place here. Really nice, it's all free, open. It's like a park, they made a park out of it. And this is Normandy, actually, it's the utter part of Normandy. Next to Paris, next to Parisis. I don't see any, oh well. 7 years in here, eh? Well, they got me 5.5 years, Swissy. So this is the France I prefer, you know, like provincial, you know. Quiet, you know, rural, it's full of forests, you can see it everywhere, yeah. Bloody Parisis, bloody pharaohs, you know. Hey, no, it's like this, the pharaohs, isn't it? Like they're walking like this, eh? One hand like back. Okay. Prefer it here, eh? So Jacques de Molay, you know, almost as long, you know, longer than I was, almost as long, they put me in the dungeon without oxygen, eh? By this bloke here. So that's why they're showing the two lions on here, because we're in Normandy here. Just like England, you know, the two lions. It's Normandy. Only Sherwood shots up here. It'd be nice. You see, the tower is octagonal, octogon. It was the Templar's castle, eh? Also the Plantagenet, they were here. This is Normandy. You know, you don't find this in Paris, eh? Definitely not. It looks like the hill is on a little pyramid. So here's the tower again, where they kept the last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, in prison for 7 years, and in between 1307 and 1314. And the word dungeon, it comes from the French word donjon. And the donjon is the upper part, somewhere, you know, like a cell in the tower. Whereas in English, you know, it's more like down there, you know, the dungeon, eh? Like down there, eh? Or down there. So they kept him there, eh? Watch my film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil, if you want to know all about the Knights Templars. And they were not good people, I tell you. The political system of today is a system of the Knights Templars. I explain it all in the film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. And their base is Switzerland. And they became the Nazi Templars, eh? Doing all horrible things to us. Nice little river here. We could get down, you know, like with my pack and all that, go and have a dip in here. That was the tower. It's probably a Freemason standing there. Thinking about Jacques de Molay and how they won. It doesn't look like a normal tourist. So that was the tower again, eh? How was it? Pharaoh, me, Pharaoh, and Pharaoh, me. So all that was built by Pharaoh and their descendants. This is pharaonic. Europeans are absolutely not capable of it, eh? So this is the castle for the first sons, the primogenitor, and this is, you know, the ecclesiastical orders of the second, third, fourth sons. But there was a problem because of the Jus Primae Noctis. There were so many of them, they took over the power with the Knights Templars, eh, being in the monasteries. Europeans, you know, I mean, look at the sheer stupidity of the Europeans. I mean, two world wars, killing each other off, eh, by the millions, 50 millions, so they could replace us, you know, with all the rest of the earth, Arabics and blacks and Chinese, Asians replace the Europeans. The Europeans, you know, like Tacitus, he said, they didn't build anything in stone. Listen, Europeans don't build in stone. It's what Tacitus said. They just built with wood in the forest, with some dirt. Just like the average Negroid in Africa. We are the Negroids of Europe. Hey? And we're so stupid. So, you know, the people who took the slaves and all that, they were not the white race. They were these ones here, the aristocracy of Pharaoh. You get it? Europeans are just, they're just some bush Negroes. That's what we are. You know? We're no more than that, really. Only these ones here, they brought everything, you know, the culture, the how to write, how to build, you know, people still don't know it, you know. Stupid Europeans. You cougher you are, you know. You're just a Negroed race like the others, hey? Europeans. But that's the Pharaohs. The Pharaohs, they are our masters of all peoples of the earth, hey? Pharaoh, me. So I guess you always guess it, you know, when I got pissed, like, you know, always, you know, ranting on about things, huh? Hey? So, 9% beer, nice. Now what a waste, you know. So don't work for them, you know. Don't pay their taxes. Rise up. Don't believe Alex Jones. He likes the police. So, you know, talking about the shrapnel again, you know, Pharaoh, our aristocracy, they knew best what the Germanic peoples can do. I mean, they ransacked Rome. They defeated the Roman armies, which is unimaginable. And even for them, it was unimaginable. So they put up this thing, you know, like, how can we get rid of the Jews, you know? Oh, yeah, we got this thing, you know, Tacitus already wrote it, the historian. The Germanic tribes, you know, it's a warrior tribe, eh? It's a warrior tribe, not even an Apache comes near to that. And so let them do what they can do best. We fill up their minds with a lot of false propaganda about the Jews, and we'll have them kill the Jews, so we can blame it on them, yeah? And nobody thinks about us, eh? Okay, Pharaoh, Swissy, your end is coming. I'm here at a lake in Normandy, next to Gisors. And even this is red and white, the red and the white house, everything belongs to them, right? This here too. Red and white. That's rather green. So here's Paris. And here's this river, La Seine, which is going, and here where the circle is, that's where I am. And here's Gisors in Normandy. It's quite a big lake. It's where the river Seine, which is going through Paris, where it finds its origins. And it's going all the way to the right side here, where I was on the beach. I'm going to move on. Cliffs over there. You can do everything here. Or doing just nothing. Like me. I never knew there were such big lakes in the west of France, eh? There's not many people. There's about, you know, it's better here than in the bloody Mediterranean, I tell you. So the place where the where it is here, it's called Poza. This one here, Poza. Yeah, you see, next to Romilly. So that makes on the big map, that makes here Paris. And it's about here where my finger is, like there. Fleury, Pont de l'Arche, Rouen. Sorry, it's not Paris, it's Parisis. There's the other side of it. So I just walked to the other side. Here you can see the beach there. Now here it's really quiet. There's a lot of nice lakes like this in France. There's nobody here. There's a parking lot. So this is where about the River Seine, where it starts going to Paris. But I'd rather be here than bloody Paris, I tell you that. Thought it was a pyramid.